It's not happening, is it? No. It's fine. You're fine, really. It's okay. It happens to a lot of guys. Don't worry about it. I know it's a different time, but if you keep worrying about it, it'll keep happening. All the blood is just swirling around in your head instead of going to, you know. Really, I get it. It's no big deal. I know you liked me for a long time, and you want everything to be perfect here, but it's just not going to happen, and that doesn't mean it's bad, it just means it's different. And your fingers and tongue still work, not to mention your lips. And don't worry, I know this has nothing to do with me. I mean, look at me. I am cute as hell, and I look great naked. And really, you don't look so bad yourself. And to be honest, I still like playing with your cock, even if it's flaccid. I don't know, it's just nice. It's big, like, really big. I haven't even seen your full potential, and you're easily the biggest guy I've been with, bar none. So don't even be embarrassed. Even soft, you're, what's the word? A stud. That's it. You're a stud. Truth be told, I doubt I'll be able to fit much of you inside of me anyway. You know what? I have a bit of a confession to make. You're a good guy and everything, but to be honest, I've never really given you a second thought. You're cute, you're friendly, we get along well, but I don't know. I just didn't see you as a candidate for me. No offense, you come off very, well, I don't want to say boring, but vanilla. You seem vanilla. And that's unfair to you and a bad judgment on my part. Clearly, you're a big, fat scoop of chocolate. But, you know, when you were dating Callie, she told me everything. We're best friends, that's just what we do. I haven't told her about this, don't worry. But she told me how sweet you are and how she never felt anxious or pressured around you and felt like she had to put a show on to impress you, and I thought that was nice. And then when you two finally slept together, she was like a whole new woman. I mean, it's no secret she was in the middle of a bit of a dry spell when you two got together, but I've never seen her like that. She just couldn't wipe the smile of her face. And finally, I got so sick of her joy, I made her tell me everything. And that she did. She told me all about how you came over to her apartment in the middle of the night and just kissed her the moment she opened the door, and how she practically melted right there in your arms, you know? And then she told me about how you carried her to the bed and slowly undressed her and, you know. What's that I feel? I think the blood's finally traveling south. Is this turning you on? To hear how Callie told me every little intimate detail about the first time you whipped this monster of a dick out and nearly made her faint. She couldn't believe it. I would have given anything to be there and have seen her face. Her axe was barely 4 inches long and fitted in a straw. Not like this. Not like this at all. Yes, that's it. play with my tits, babe. God, that feels good. You were never able to fit it all inside of her, huh? Poor girl. Not being able to enjoy all of this. Sex with you was the best sex of her life, and quite frankly, the masturbating I did, thinking about it later, was the best of mine. The point is, when she told me about how you fucked her again and again, night after night, with your hands around her throat, whispering all those perfect words into her ear, you stopped being vanilla to me and you started being, well, a stud. And you are a stud, baby. I want you to remember that. Always. There's nothing to be anxious about. There's no pressure. You do not have to impress me. I'm very impressed already and turned on. I like you. I like talking to you. I like being around you. I like touching you. And I sure as hell like you touching me. There is nobody else I want to be with in this bed right now more than you. There is nobody in the world who I would rather give my body to than you. Just take a deep breath and squeeze my tits a little harder. They're all yours. And when you're hard, you can stick that big cock of yours between them. Would you like that? I know I would. Kelly said you come way more than other guys, and I can't fucking wait to see that. You'll probably drown me if you come in my mouth. Or maybe I'll just have to swallow as much as I can so that doesn't happen. Or you could always come inside me, but then I'd be walking around with cum dripping down my thighs all day long. That doesn't sound too bad either, really. Are you interested in my ass? Here, let me give you a better view. Do you like it? You couldn't take your hands off it earlier. Grab it. Play with it all. Spread it open. I like anal, but I don't know if I'll ever be able to fit that monster back there. But a girl can dream though, can't she? I bet that feel incredible. Do you see how wet I am for you? I'm practically dripping. That's all your handiwork's dead. You did this to me. You always do this to me. Can I please suck your cock, baby? Just a little bit. Hard or not, it looks so fucking delicious. Please? No, I know. I don't expect anything to happen. I just want to feel it in my mouth. Thank you. Thank you so much. God, that's good. I wish everything tasted like that. I could do this all day. Maybe I will. You have such big round balls too. Does it feel good when I run my tongue over them? I bet it does. I hope it does. Oh my god, it's growing. Holy shit. How much bigger does it fucking get? Let's find out, shall we? I have to admit, I'm really glad you and Callie are still on such good terms. No, I can tell her all about the fun we'll have together. Who knows, maybe. Maybe she'll want to join us. I've never done anything like that before. Ever. I've never even thought about it. But if you wanted that, if that got you hard, I'd do it for you. I would do anything for you. I mean that. God, it's so yummy. Am I doing a good job? I want to be better than any girl you've ever been with. I want to be perfect. See? That's how this will work. You just lay there and be hung like a horse, and I'll be your perfect little fuck toy to tend to your every need. No. That's exactly what I want, that's exactly what I need, and that's exactly what I'm going to give you. And all I want from you, all I ask in return, is your cock. Please, please, please give me a stick. Feed it to me and choke me with it. Make me take it in each of my tight little holes and then make me do it all over again. Please, 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 please get off of me. I want it. I need it. I love your cock. I'm so in love with your cock. Give it to me, baby. Give it all to me. Every inch. I'll take it, I promise. Just please get hard for me. I don't care how much it hurts. I'll take it for you. I'll take it all for you, please. Please. My body is yours. My body is yours. My body is yours. Take me. Please. Get hard. Get hard. Get hard. Thank you so much. Thank you. I hope it lasts.